the website, civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of Los Angeles.
The fascist Trump regime!
The fascist Trump regime!
At least one confrontation broke out in front of the Metropolitan Detention Center in downtown L.A. as a group of demonstrators shouted insults at members of the National Guard brought in by President Trump, who lined shoulder to shoulder behind plastic riot shields. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen is on the scene.
But it sounds like explosions going off. I'm too far away to tell you exactly what they could be, but they definitely do jolt you. There's a lot of honking. There's just so many people. I can't even put it into words how many people we're seeing, and they're coming from all over.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has just posted on X that he's asked the Trump administration to rescind what he calls its unlawful deployment of troops and return them to his command. Newsom writes, "We did not have a problem until Trump got involved." Internal data obtained by CBS News shows over the past week, ICE averaged more than 1,500 daily arrests. That is a 127% increase from President Trump's first 100 days in office. More from CBS's Camilo Montoyo Galvez.
ICE has been able to boost its arrest levels by taking more aggressive tactics like arresting migrants, attending their court hearings, or check-in appointments across the country. The federal agency is also receiving help and support from other agencies like the FBI, Border Patrol, and the Drug Enforcement Administration.
It may not just be National Guardsmen on the streets of L.A. The president may also be sending in Marines. Republican Rep. Tony Gonzalez was asked about that on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan.
The president of the United States should absolutely put down the mob as soon as possible. But this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Are you comfortable with active duty Marines being put on high alert for possible deployment to quell a civil disturbance?
If need be, but you always want to escalate.
Against the will of the government.
You always want to escalate to de-escalate.
Beginning now on CBS TV, the Tonys, celebrating the best of Broadway, our Deborah Rodriguez with this preview.
Why are you so impossible?
Oh, Mary, a farce about Lincoln's wife.
How would it look? Sensational!
We'll meet George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck in the Best Play category. As for musicals, Buena Vista Social Club, Death Becomes Her, and maybe Happy Ending lead the pack.
A 15-year-old boy has been arrested after a Colombian senator running to be the country's next president was shot. It happened in the capital, Bogota. Senator Miguel Uribe Turbe is in serious condition after two gunshot wounds. He was shot from behind at a campaign rally yesterday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, breezy at times with a few showers and even a couple of rumbles of thunder. A low tonight in the upper 40s, high tomorrow, low 60s. On Tuesday, sunshine returns, temps heat up to around 80 degrees. It's 71 right now.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Nothing like that sound. The tape popped in the deck. We're ready to roll. Welcome to Unlabeled. Time to take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in your headphones. This will be our PA mix, or our parental advisory tape. After all, these first came around during our generation. Parental advisory stickers were first introduced by the Recording Industry Association of America back in 87 and adopted by the British industry back in 2011. The label was first affixed on records, compact disc, and cassette tapes, and it has been included on digital lists. Listings offered online as well. Now, if we're starting a show like this, you know it's going to be an advisory one. We're going to make it loud. Yeah, it's going to be a loud hour this week. We're going to be turning it up with White Zombie, Rage Against the Machine, Faith No More, Tool, and Metallica. We begin with one of the most recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members. From his sixth studio album released in September of 91, a record that had guitarist Zakk Wylde contributing songwriting to the album, while also Motorhead bassist, vocalist Lenny Kilmister, who wrote the lyrics for six songs, including co-writing Mama, I'm Coming Home. Do you know Lemmy was a co-writer on Mama, I'm Coming Home? That's pretty cool. Here now is the dark king of hard rock, Ozzy Osbourne, with No More Tears on WFHR's Unlabeled. Turn it up.
The lights in the window is a crack in the sky.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Der Tod erscheint.
From the 1996 album Evil Empire, a song that written about the Zapatistism revolution, lead vocalist Zach De La Rocha wrote the song after a visit to southern Mexico. There was the one and only Rage Against the Machine, People of the Sun. Got Some Faith No More, Pantera, Metallica still coming. Now the first single from System of a Down from 97, here is Sugar on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Good evening. I'm Erica Lost. NATO forces bomb Serbia and Kosovo. An unidentified man is being held for questioning by the FBI for suspected links to last month's biological virus deaths. In local news, a dog named Hero takes the grand prize at the annual... I wish I could tell you more pertinent news, but we're in a rating system here, and the key factor is...
sensationalism.
They've got you running in circles, 9 to 5, then 5 to 9,
you're mine. I tell you what they want you to know, and you consider it the truth. Nobody is opening their eyes. Our global economy is depleting the world of our lives and natural resources.
And are you happy? Come on! I work for the system.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. California Governor Gavin Newsom has asked the Trump administration to get rid of troops on the streets of Los Angeles. He writes on social media, "This is a serious breach of state sovereignty." LA Mayor Karen Bass moments ago.
And I join with the governor in appealing to the administration to rescind the order to federalize the National Guard and allow the National Guard to come back under the control of the governor.
Arlise Preston is in the middle of the chaos over ICE immigration arrests.
On the streets of LA, tensions took another ugly turn in a weekend filled with confrontations. The National Guard has moved in after another day of protest.
From the White House, CBS's Turian Small on what could come next.
The president left the door open for more action on California. When asked what the bar is to send in the Marines, he said he'll do what it takes to make sure there's law and order.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Matt Piper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Breezy at times with a few showers and even a couple of rumbles of thunder. A low tonight in the upper 40s. High tomorrow, low 60s. On Tuesday, sunshine returns. Temps heat up to around 80 degrees. It's 69 degrees right now.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become The Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now The Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
This is the chef of love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ag Council.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Such a good band, such a good song. From May of 92, Faith No More, Midlife Crisis. A song legendary voice artist and singer Mike Patton has denied that it is about a midlife crisis, as he did not know what one would feel like, but says that, quote, it's more about creating false emotion, being emotional, dwelling on your emotions, and in a sense of inventing them. Still room on the tape for Pantera, Metallica, and this track from Tool. There's some belief that the song title refers to an idea by Carl Jung. Others attribute the idea to the possibility of reaching a state of evolution at which the body would have two more than the normal 46 chromosomes and leave a disharmonious state. Like any good art, it's in the eye of the beholder, or in this case, ear of the beholder? I'm not sure. Don't know, but do know it's my favorite from Tool. Here's 46 and 2 on WFHR's Unlabeled. Got to see those boys four times and it still wasn't enough. From the 93 Vulgar Display of Power album, Pantera, Walk. As a side note, that would be my theme music, just walking into a room or walking down to the ring or anything like that. Time to wrap this PA edition of Unlabeled. To play us out, a track released in February of 93 from the legendary Black album, Metallica, Sad But True. Turn it up and enjoy the rest of your night. Thanks for listening to WFHR's Unlabeled.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided, we've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Thousands of protesters have swarmed downtown Los Angeles, shut down a major freeway, and set fire to self-driving vehicles. California Governor Gavin Newsom has now asked the Trump administration to remove National Guard troops that the president brought in this morning. Newsom writes on social media, this is a serious breach of state sovereignty. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass echoed his call to pull troops, adding,
I think protests need to be peaceful, period. And any time it deteriorates into violence, that is a problem, and it absolutely messes with the overall message.
President Trump
said whatever we need to make sure there's law and order,
saying he'll send in whatever is needed. Team coverage beginning with CBS Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen speaking to protesters.
They told me then they were pushed out of there. They moved to City Hall. That's where we met up with them. And then they tried to go back to the detention center.